The most trusted and longest-running sports talk show in Tennessee. From the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Broadcasting, this is Sports Talk with John Wilkerson and Jimmy Hines on Sports Radio WNML.
Sports Talk begins. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams. Today, the program is at Oak Ridge Nissan, right where the Turnpike meets up with Illinois Avenue. And we're about ready to jump into the pick segment. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. That's Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. And, Jimmy, it is a very entertaining slate of games as we look forward to connecting here in mere moments with Vol for Life Bobby Scott.
Yes, it is, and I'll confess early, I mixed up an ACC game with a Big 12 game, but we'll still run right through that. We haven't had many people have a great week. It's been that kind of year. I'm going to blame it on 2020. I'm going to blame it on COVID. But,
there you go.
Nobody's jumped out there to have a super year or super week so far, but we will tell you that Josh Ward somehow is leading the panel. he's got 70 right. I'm trailing him at 68. John, you got 65. Our guest, 63. Sterling Hinton. I tell you what, now last week he picked Michigan. He was the only one that took Michigan over Minnesota, but there wasn't a whole lot else that went right for Sterling. So that's where we stand right now. And Bobby Scott, our guest picker, VFL. John, I was just thinking about this. Bobby Scott had a great record against Alabama as a quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the White Sox can hire 76-year-old Tony La Russa, maybe the Vols can get Bobby Scott back under center.
Maybe.
We'll see. We're now pleased to be joined by VFL Bobby Scott. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jimmy, and you and John doing okay?
We're doing fantastic. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to join us. We always love having you doing our pick segment, and I'll tell you what, let's jump right into it. We're going to start in the ACC, at least for some of these games. We got North Carolina at Virginia. Mac Brown's team's 4-1. They're ranked 15th in the country. They're favored by 6, and they have rushed for at least 300 yards in two of their last three games. Virginia is last in the ACC against the pass, and they've got a 1-4 record. Bobby Scott, do you think Mac Brown's team gets it done?
Virginia's they've lost 4 straight. They won't be able to slow down the running game of the Tar Heels enough to, you know, avoid the running that streak to 5. So I'm going to pick the Tar Heels.
John.
Yeah, I will go with North Carolina as well. It has really been a struggle this year for Virginia. I know I've picked them a couple of times and been wrong each time, but it just seems like they can't seem to click. And, Jimmy, as we've seen in the backyard that is East Tennessee, it's really tough when you've got people in place that you think give you the opportunity to succeed, but for whatever reason, it just hasn't materialized, and I think that's been the Cavaliers in a nutshell. So I'll take the Tar Heels.
Yeah, if you're vindictive like I am, if the team lets you down a couple of times, you're done with them. North Carolina's offense is really
sometimes
good.
That's called smart, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's right. That Tar Heel offense is very productive with Sam Howell. They've got 2 outstanding running backs, 2 outstanding receivers. They've added a 3rd guy in the equation in the receiving game. I just think they've got too much firepower. I'll take North Carolina as well. All right, Wake Forest goes to Syracuse. Syracuse at home can be pretty good, but they've struggled this year. They've only won 1 game so far, but they do lead the nation with 17 forced turnovers. Wake Forest has won 3 in a row, and they've got a +10 turnover margin for Dave Clawson's team and a really good young running back named Kenneth Walker III. John Wilkerson.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I picked against the Demon Deacons each of the last 2 weeks, and they have been very impressive as they beat Virginia comfortably and a hard-fought victory over Virginia Tech. So in leaning towards what Bobby Scott said, I think this is a smart pick. I will take Wake Forest.
Bobby Scott, you got a pick.
Hey, I've got a pick, and I'm telling you, Syracuse up there this weekend, it's not going to be warm. but it will be warm enough for Wake Forest to beat Syracuse.
Well, and they get to play in that Carrier Dome. I don't know how many people are going to be in there, because I'm sure there's some restrictions with COVID.
They still got to walk in from the bus.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
That's right. They better walk fast.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see.
Played in the Carrier. I've played in the Carrier Dome. It's a good facility.
You did?
Yeah. We played up there the first year that it was opened, and we went up and played the who was it? I think it's Buffalo, maybe.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a long time ago.
Are you talking about with the Saints you played the Bills or what? What are you talking
about? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we played it in a preseason game.
Okay. Didn't realize that. Well, that gives you insight into that Carrier Dome. I like Wake Forest. I think they've got enough. I like the running back. I think the quarterback, Sam Hartman's doing good enough, and I think Dave Clawson's a good football coach. Syracuse reeling a bit. I'll take Wake Forest. All right, this is where I screwed up a little bit. We've got Kansas State at West Virginia. Kansas State's ranked 16th in the country. They're 4-1. They opened the season by losing to Arkansas State. They haven't lost since, and that includes wins over Oklahoma, Texas Tech, and TCU, as their defense is much improved. West Virginia comes in at 3-2, favored by 3, and their defense has been much improved. Bobby Scott.
I'm going to look at West Virginia on this one. I just feel like they've got a little more firepower, and my pick will be West Virginia.
John.
Gosh, I know this will be perhaps the biggest challenge for the Wildcats since they lost, but I do believe that they just have a confidence, Jimmy. I really like the head coach that has taken over that program and has lifted it. I think he is building a winner and continues to do so. So give me Kansas State away from home in Morgantown.
I thought this was one of the harder games to pick. It really did.
I agree.
And West Virginia's 3-0 at home. They also, in those three wins, they've allowed less than 100 yards rushing on defense. That's a big change for them. They used to be a high-powered offense with no defense, but they're first in the Big 12 in total defense. And just because they're at home, I'm going to lean in that direction. Don't feel real good about it because I like Kansas State, but I'm going to take the Mountaineers at home. All right, we got Virginia Tech at Louisville. The Hokies come in as a 3-point favorite. They're 3-2. Louisville is 2-4, but boy, they got off the deck. They had an explosive offensive performance against Florida State as they ran the Seminoles out of the stadium. And Virginia Tech comes in with a really good running back and a high-powered running attack. Bobby Scott, John Wilkerson.
Yes, I'll go ahead and congratulate and tell Louisville fans you're welcome. I picked against them last week and could not have been more wrong, and so I'm picking against them this week. So congratulations ahead of time, Louisville. You're about to beat Virginia Tech. I'll take the Hokies.
Bobby, was that a smart pick?
Yeah, I think so. You've got to expect a big game out of Cardinals quarterback Malik Cunningham against these, I think, kind of mediocre Hokies in the secondary. So I think he's going to have a big day, and I'm going to pick Louisville.
Louisville. I thought this was also a hard game to pick. The thing is, the quarterback of Virginia Tech, Hedon Hooker, had a bad game last week, a lot of turnovers. They also have a great running back in Khalil Herbert. And I don't know that Louisville can back it up. They have not been that good until the Florida State game. I'm going to go with Virginia Tech. I think that they just have a better all-around team. So, Bobby, you got Louisville. You're out on an island. We'll see how you do with that one.
I'm by myself, and that's okay. I like it that way.
Right. Memphis at Cincinnati. I've seen different records here, but the one I got was Memphis is 3-1, Cincinnati's 4-0. Memphis is number 7 in the country. They're favored by 6. They got a good quarterback in Desmond Ridder. They've also won 5 in a row against Memphis. Memphis has a very underrated quarterback, in my opinion, Brady White. A really good running game, but this is a running game going against a real good run defense. Bobby Scott.
Memphis beat Cincinnati twice last year. and in the regular season final, and then the ACC title game. But, you know, the Bearcats are a superior team this time around, and thanks to the one of the best defenses in the nation, I'm going to take Cincinnati over Memphis.
John.
I will go with the Bearcats as well. I looked at this one long and hard. I think this might have been the most difficult game to pick this week. I think Memphis has a wonderful chance, but I just think the Bearcats at home, that will be too tall an order. If this were in Memphis, I'd take the Tigers, but it's in Cincinnati, so I'll take the Bearcats.
John, I'm with you on that, too. I'm with and Bobby, I agree with you guys. I think that Cincinnati's defense is going to be the difference. I think being at home is going to help them a little bit. I do see a lot of points in this game, but I think Cincinnati's defense will make more stops than Memphis's defense. I will take Cincinnati.
That's Jimmy Himes. I'm John Wilkerson. Our guest, Vol for Life, Bobby Scott, as he joins us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, the Pick segment. It's brought to you each week by our friends at Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. The program today is here at Oak Ridge Nissan, right where the Turnpike meets Illinois Avenue. More coming your way on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
If we were a sports car, we'd be red, fast, and expensive. 99.1 The Sports Animal.
I was looking in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
We're mashing our way through this week's slate of college football games on the Pick segment. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. As we see Scott Gropp getting ready to put on his Elvis costume once again for this Halloween. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Himes. Our guest, Vol for Life, Bobby Scott.
Worth that 10-minute drive to see that Elvis costume on Scott, I can tell you that.
That's right. He says thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. We're in the Big Ten. We got a big game, Ohio State at Penn State. Ohio State is favored by 12. They're number 3 in the country. They beat Nebraska so bad, Nebraska tried to schedule Chattanooga this past week, but that didn't work. Penn State, 0-1. They lost a tough game to Indiana when they scored when they shouldn't have late, and then there was a controversial 2-point conversion. Penn State is without its top two running backs. They're ranked 18th in the country. Ohio State trying to win a 10th consecutive game on the road against a ranked opponent. Bobby Scott.
Well, this game had serious college playoff implications before Penn State was upset by Indiana last week. But this won't be the heavyweight battle it was shaped up to be a few weeks ago. But Ohio State will beat Penn State.
John.
Yes. Still looking back at that video, I still don't know 100% that Indiana got the job done against Penn State, but they certainly have been credited with the win. But for the Nittany Lions to struggle as much as they did against the Hoosiers, I think they might be in for a long day against the Buckeyes. I'll take Ohio State.
I thought Indiana was short. I thought he was barely short. But nonetheless, as you said, it goes into the win column for Indiana, loss column for Penn State. Of course, Penn State could have sealed the deal if they had handled the not scored late like they should not have. Anyway, I think Ohio State's just too good. I think Justin Fields is a great quarterback. Guy started last week for, 20 for 21 in his debut this season. So much for being rusty from not having played in a while. I like Ohio State as well. Okay, in a game that sometimes is really entertaining, but maybe won't be this week, we'll see. Michigan State at Michigan. Now, Michigan coming off an impressive win at Minnesota, 49-24. Joe Milton, the quarterback, nice job. Strong running game there. They're favored by 24 against the Michigan State team. They got blown out by Rutgers in part because they committed 7 turnovers. John.
Yeah. I just don't see any way that the Spartans can turn it around after what was an embarrassing stumble out of the gate. Michigan, I went against the Wolverines last week. They're at home. I think this might be a laugher when all is said and done. Give me Michigan.
Bobby.
Michigan State lost by 11 to Rutgers at home, and Now it's got to travel to the big house. Michigan will take care of them.
I think so, too. Depending on how good Milton is, this could be a really good Michigan team because I was certainly impressed with what they did at Minnesota. I'll take Michigan as well. Okay, Indiana coming off that upset against Penn State. Michael Penix, a former Tennessee commit, the quarterback there. They go to Rutgers. Indiana is favored by 11. They're number 17 in the country. Rutgers is 1-0, having upset Michigan State thanks to the 7 turnovers. And also, they only gained 276 yards against Michigan State, but it was enough. Bobby.
The Hoosiers, you know, pulled off an impressive upset, but it wasn't as pretty as Penn State or outgained them 488 yards to 211. And they turned the ball over twice. Rutgers forced a ridiculous 7 turnovers. And I just don't think that they can do that again. So I'm going to pick Indiana.
John.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Hoosiers as well. I think the Rutgers were fortunate that they drew Michigan State. I was very impressed with how they went out and made last week happen, but now I think that they don't have the element of surprise. The Hoosiers will certainly be confident, and who knows, could be primed for a letdown, but I will go with Indiana to get the win.
I like Indiana as well. I don't see another 7 turnovers, and I think Penix is good. Stevie Scott's good. What field you're at, receiver's pretty good. I'll take Indiana. All right, we got Northwestern at Iowa. Northwestern's 1-0, scored 43 points with Peyton Ramsey, the Indiana transfer quarterback. Iowa lost its debut to Purdue 24-20 as they had some problems with turnovers, and Iowa's favored by 2 in this game. John.
Yeah, I was so impressed with Purdue, with what they managed to do. I mean, they didn't have their head coach. They were minus their top receiver, who's certainly going to be a very big target when it comes to the NFL draft. And yet they still found a way to get a win against a very good ball club. So Iowa, I think, perhaps maybe was a little surprised. I think the Hawkeyes at home will find a level of comfort. And I think they'll bounce back with a win over Northwestern as they hand the Wildcats their first loss.
Bobby.
Northwestern rushed for 325 yards and beat Maryland 43-3. I'm going to take Northwestern in this one.
Well, I am too. I think Peyton Ramsey and that offense are pretty impressive. Iowa's team is, I think they have a good team, but maybe, and I'm overselling Northwestern, and maybe Maryland's that bad. But I think Ramsey has given their offense a huge lift. I'm going to take Northwestern on the strength of that. Okay, we've got Minnesota and Maryland. Minnesota coming off that loss at home to Michigan. Maryland coming off an embarrassing 43-3 loss to Northwestern, which, as Bobby said, Northwestern ran for 325 yards. Bobby, who you like?
Hey, I'm going to have to go with the Golden Gophers over this turtle.
Gophers are a little faster, aren't they?
Yes.
They are.
John.
Yeah, they weren't fast enough to keep up with Michigan last week. Boy, was I off in that one. So congratulations, Wolverine fans. I got you one last week. I do think that, as Bobby was highlighting, Maryland is just in a world of hurt. And so I just think that it'll be a quick chance for Minnesota to get healthy, get ready, and get back on track. Even though they're on the road, I think Minnesota scores early and often.
I do, too. I just think Maryland is awful. So I'm going to take Minnesota as well. When we come back, we'll have another Big Ten game, then we'll dive into some Big 12 contests.
That's Jimmy Himes. I'm John Wilkerson. Our guest Ball for Life, Bobby Scott. It's the Pick segment. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. This is Sports Talk on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Nine.
The Pick segment rolls on. With Jimmy Himes, I'm John Wilkerson. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Sports Talk today is here at Oak Ridge Nissan, where it is the startling finish to Rocktoberfest. Don't miss out on the savings. Get here today, tomorrow. They'll take care of you.
And we continue with one more game in the Big Ten. We got Purdue at Illinois. Purdue 1-0. They won at Iowa. They're favored by a touchdown, only a touchdown. That surprised me. Illinois 0-1. Wisconsin blew them out 45-7. Bobby Scott.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know that much about these two teams. So I'm just going to pick Purdue just because I think, you know, they've had the better history.
John.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Boilermakers as well. I think Illinois was remarkable how it put that four-game win streak together last year that just seemed to get even more impressive as it went on. I just don't know that they've been able to recapture that kind of magic. So I think it'll be the Boilermakers getting the win on the road.
If a redshirt freshman can complete all but one pass against Illinois and just absolutely shred them, Purdue's got a good passing attack, and I think Rondell Moore might be back. I don't see Illinois stopping them. I got Purdue. Purdue also the pick of Josh Ward. Texas will be at Oklahoma State. Texas 3-2. Oklahoma State's 4-0. Cowboys are number 6 in the country. They're favored by 3, and their defense has been playing very well. Texas defense hasn't been, but Texas has a really good offense. John.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be a lot of fun. The question is, can the Longhorns score enough points against Oklahoma State? And the Cowboys, they're not that bad on offense, as they've shown over the years. But I think that Oklahoma State gets the job done at home, I think, in a tight game that perhaps will have the most points scored yet against the Pokes.
Bobby?
Well, I think Texas has a lot of offensive power, but they've provided little defensive resistance all year long with a trio of Sanders, Hubbard, and Tylan Wallace. It's going to be a handful, and I'm going to pick Oklahoma State over Texas.
I found this one hard to pick also because I Oklahoma State's offense, they've got a little bit better. Chuba Hubbard is a great running back. Sanders is back at quarterback. Their offense is not what it was, but Texas defense is horrible. I'm going to go with Oklahoma State at home. Texas, however, the pick of Josh Ward. Oklahoma at Texas Tech. Sooners are 3-2. They're favored by 15. They're ranked number 24 in the country. Texas Tech is 2-3, and they have resorted to they bench a starting quarterback to go with a guy named Columbi. Bobby.
Okay. I'm wondering, okay. How in the world can you pick against a quarterback named Spencer Rattler? I mean, he's got to be a rattlesnake. How can you pick against him? I'm going to take Oklahoma.
All right. John.
Yeah, he might have come up short in the back-to-back losses that Oklahoma encountered, but I think that he's finding a rhythm to his season, and he's been on track. And as you mentioned right now, Texas Tech just kind of looking for answers. Sooners are a wrong team to look for answers against, so give me Oklahoma on the road.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think and Oklahoma's won 8 in a row against Texas Tech. Texas Tech has no defense, and, in fact, they are last in the Big 12 in pass defense. I'll take the Sooners, Oklahoma, the pick of Josh Ward. TCU at Baylor. TCU's favored by 1. I think both these teams may be a little better than their record. TCU 1-3, Baylor 1-2. Baylor has had an interesting deal where they've had to shut it down and miss some games in a row. But they're coming off a loss to Texas in which they didn't get much from their offense, and they got a poor running attack. John.
Yeah, this one, I think, a very challenging game. And just the flip side of that coin, you got 1-3 against 1-2. I think Baylor is going to be tough to beat at home, but I'm going to go with the Horned Frog simply for the fact that they haven't missed the time. I think there could be a rust factor for Baylor. I think they certainly can get the win, but I will go with Max Dugan to lead the way.
Bobby.
The only thing that I could find about Baylor that would be positive is that last year they beat Oklahoma. So I'm going to pick Baylor over TCU.
I don't know that that's a smart pick. we'll see. You may nail it.
Hey,
I don't
that's
know.
Right. We will. Hey, and we'll, hey, you want to bet a Coke on it?
Yeah, we got a Coke on it.
Okay.
A 20-ounce Coke. All right.
I can dig that.
Because I'm going to go with TCU and Max Dugan over Charlie Brewer. You got a Dugan and a Brewer. I do think the lack of playing and lack of getting any kind of rhythm is going to hurt Baylor a little bit. So I got TCU. However, Josh Ward's on that Baylor train with Bobby Scott. Okay, we dive into the SEC. Ole Miss at Vanderbilt. Ole Miss with a really tough loss to Auburn. There was that controversial kickoff situation where if Ole Miss scores a touchdown there, there's a great chance they beat Auburn. The Rebels of Lane Kiffin are 1-4. They're favored by 17. Vanderbilt 0-2. They now have more than 50 players to play in this game. Bobby Scott.
Well, I tell you, I don't like Vanderbilt, and I'm not crazy about Kiffin. So I'm just going to take Ole Miss just because I like Vandy less.
Were you holding your nose on that pick?
That's right.
All right, John.
I'll say this. I don't think there's anything that Lane Kiffin will have to tweet at the SEC about when it comes to officiating this weekend. I don't think it'll matter. So I just think that this is going to be an uphill afternoon. It's already an uphill week for Vanderbilt. Now we'll see just how bad it'll get tomorrow. But give me the Rebels early and often.
I don't know if Lane Kiffin can afford a mask since he's got $25,000 fine. So, and then he may get a fine of $100,000. No, I think Ole Miss. I think their offense is really good. I don't think Vanderbilt's got a chance to stop them. I think Ole Miss gets it done against Vanderbilt on the road, and Ole Miss also the pick of Josh Ward.
We have started our run through the Southeastern Conference. Five more games coming up as we complete the pick segment. It's brought to you each week by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Sports Talk continues from Oak Ridge Nissan, right where the Turnpike meets up with Illinois Avenue, as you listen to 99.1, the Sports Animal.
From the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Broadcasting.
Guys. I'm bringing the party to you.
This is Sports Radio WNML.
Final segment to hour number two of Sports Talk with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. Our guest ball for life, Bobby Scott. It's the pick segment brought to you by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Got another hard game to pick, and I guess looking at our records, they're all hard. But we got LSU at Auburn. Auburn's 3-2. They could easily be 1-4. They've had a couple of lucky breaks against Ole Miss and Arkansas, led by running back Tank Bigsby and quarterback Bo Nix. LSU, they come in with a freshman quarterback, T.J. Finley, had a really good game against South Carolina. Maybe LSU's found itself. Tigers of LSU are favored by 3. Bobby Scott.
Okay, I'm going to pick the Tigers.
All right. I'll bet you
that's a smart pick.
And go Tigers. G-E-A-U-X.
Oh, those Tigers. All right. Ed Orgeron is
I'm
going
to pick LSU.
All right. John.
At some point, a call is going to have to go against Auburn. Maybe that's this week. I'm going to go with LSU as well. I was really impressed with how their quarterback played last week, and I just thought you could see a difference in the team and the way it played. So this could be a whole lot of fun, but I'm going to go with LSU.
I have debated this one as well. I'm going to go with Auburn because I think they have a rabbit's foot instead of LSU's tiger paw. there's just something about Auburn. They just keep finding a way. And LSU has seldom had success at Auburn. I'm going to go with Auburn, LSU, the pick of Josh Ward. Alabama versus Mississippi State. Alabama 5-0, number 2 in the country. They've just come off a one-sided win over Tennessee, but they don't have Jaylen Waddle. Mississippi State's 1-2. They haven't played in a couple of weeks. John.
It would be interesting to see how deep you could go into Alabama's roster and it actually perhaps give Mississippi State a chance. So I think that while Waddle, it's so sad to see his season end the way it did, I just think that Alabama's far too deep and talented to worry. So I think Alabama gets the win and comfortably at home over the Bulldogs.
Bobby?
Mississippi State's just scored 30 points in 3 games, and this won't be the week that they get back on track. I pick Alabama.
If Alabama found out they only had 40 players available due to COVID, they'd play this game anyway. Alabama beats Mississippi State.
They could do it with 30.
of Josh Ward. All right.
They could do it with 13. They just need a punter. They just need a punter who could also hold and a place kicker.
There we go. Arkansas at Texas A&M. The Razorbacks have been a surprise in the league. They're 2-2. They played good football. They go to A&M, which had an open date. The week before that, they beat Florida. They're 3-1, favored by 12, number 8 in the country. Bobby.
Well, the Razorbacks have struggled to run the ball this year a little bit, and the Aggies have one of the best run defenses in the country. So I'm going to pick A&M on this one.
John?
Yeah, I expect Arkansas to play hard, which is what they've done every week so far under Sam Pittman, but I just think the Aggies will be too much in College Station.
I agree. I got A&M. Josh Ward also has the Aggies. Missouri at Florida. Missouri coming off a win against Kentucky in which they had 43 minutes time of possession. Florida's been out for a while with COVID. They're favored by 13. They're 2-1, ranked number 10 in the country. John?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if this were in Columbia, I might give a lot more consideration to Missouri. I've been impressed how they bounced back with their last two games, their last two victories, and they, of course, had to spend some time on the shelf with a game that got canceled through no fault of their own. They've encountered, of course, some COVID issues, but I just think Florida being back at it at home, I think the offense is going to be too much for the Tigers to contain, so I'll take the Gators.
Bobby?
Kyle Trask has got 996 yards passing, 14 TDs, and one interception. So I'm going to go with him on this and pick Florida.
I'm going to go with you as well. If Roundtree has a big game and they get time of possession, it helps Missouri. I think Florida's got too many weapons. Josh Ward also takes Florida. Georgia at Kentucky, two of the last three games for Kentucky, they've gained less than 160 yards. They go against one of the best defenses in the country. Georgia's 3-1, number 5 in the country, favored by 15. Bobby Scott.
I'm going to tell you, I think Kentucky is a decent football team, but I don't think they're near what people think they are. And I'm going to pick Georgia going away.
John.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the Wildcats will be fortunate to get 140 yards of offense.
Yeah.
So I'll take Georgia, and I think this will give them a chance to feel much better.
Yeah, this has the makings of a 20-3 game. I'm going to take Georgia as well. Georgia, the pick of Josh Ward. Bobby Scott, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Really do appreciate it.
Jimmy, it's always good to be with you and John. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
That's
you,
VFL,
Bobby.
Bobby Scott.
Yes, joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, and it's the pick segment brought to you by Twin Peaks on North Shore Drive. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. We're here at Oak Ridge Nissan, right where the Turnpike meets up with Illinois Avenue. It's the startling conclusion to Rocktoberfest, and the man himself, Scott Grob, joins us. Scott, how are you?
We are rolling, I'm telling you, pandemonium. It's last weekend of the month, folks, and you know, we pull, I mean, I'm telling you, whatever it takes, pulling all the stops today. Lowest prices of the year, people everywhere, multiple deals working. I mean, it's been crazy.
Always love it when you get to see an actual car drive out of the showroom. Saw that earlier today.
That's exactly right. People like that. And I'll tell you, it's exciting to finish the month and make many more dreams come true. Listen, if you've got a trade, you've got it made. You know, I know other dealers have told you, no, you owe too much, blah, blah, blah. Same thing I've been hearing for 36 years in this business. And you know what? Got to put a little elbow grease to it. You got to step up to the plate, and that's what Oak Ridge Nissan does, and that's why we're the number one dealer in the state because, you know, when the other dealers have said no, we just make it happen.
And then you, of course, have the wonderfulness that is Halloween tomorrow, but folks will find that it's all treats, no tricks when they come to Oak Ridge Nissan.
You know where the tricks are. It's Smoke and Mirrors Motor there on the Clankston Pike. Hey, always a treat here. I promise you it's going to be your best car buying experience ever. And like I said, you make the 10-minute drive, and you'll see why we're the number one dealer in the state of Tennessee. People are saving thousands of dollars when they make the drive. And so happy Halloween. Be safe. And come get your treat right here, 10 minutes.
That's right. So whether you're unfortunately in Jason's neighborhood at Camp Crystal Lake or you find yourself tooling around Amityville, how long does it take to get here?
10 minutes. Thank you very much.
Come on down to Oak Ridge Woo! Nissan, right where the Turnpike meets up with Illinois Avenue. We have hour number three of Sports Talk coming up. It's the Pigskin Panel as we look forward to being joined by John Pennington and Will Overstreet. That's next on Sports Talk on 99.1, The Sports Animal.